堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，我是伟伟，欢迎大家参加商业英语会谈时间节目。在上次的会谈里，咨询顾问 Tate 女士跟 Hyde 先生讨论了电脑内存、存储空间和速度的重要性。今天 Hyde 先生和咨询顾问再次会面，他们要谈的是扩展业务所需的工作人员，他需要训练有素的职工，他们既得懂电脑又要有创造性。职工的英文是 staff， S-T-A-F-F， staff。 staff 是个集合名词，指全体工作人员，而懂电脑的人是 computer literate。 literate 这个词的拼法是 L-I-T-E-R-A-T-E。有创造性的用英文表达就是 creative， C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E， creative。 好，我们赶紧去参加他们的讨论吧。请边听边想这个问题， Hyde 先生需要什么样的工作人员？
So far, we've only talked about equipment.
I know. I'm going to need new staff.
You're going to need trained people to run this new equipment.
They have to be computer literate.
And also creative.
That's an easy combination to find nowadays.
True. Most graphic designers are familiar with computers.
And designers are by nature creative.
咨询顾问指出，到目前为止他俩谈到的只是设备。我们再听一次他的看法和 Hyde 先生的反应。
So far, we've only talked about equipment.
I know. I'm going to need new staff.
咨询顾问用了短语 so far， 他言下之意是还有其他需要讨论的问题，而 Hyde 先生也认识到他们目前谈到的只是设备，他们还需要讨论别的问题，这就是工作人员。我们再听听咨询顾问是否同意 Hyde 先生的想法。
You're going to need trained people to run this new equipment.
他果真和 Hyde 先生想法一致。他说 Hyde 先生需要训练有素的人员来操作新设备。他在这儿用 run 这个词表示操作、使用。run 有好多不同的意思，在这儿相当于 operate， 所以这句话也可以这样说，但是意思不变。
You're going to need trained people to operate this new equipment.
Hyde 先生和咨询顾问进一步谈工作人员得具备什么条件，我们再听一次。
They have to be computer literate.
And also creative.
他俩认为新工作人员必须既懂电脑又有创造性。你注意到了吗？咨询顾问的话用 and 开头来承接 Hyde 先生的想法，他这样说是表示自己同意 Hyde 先生的看法，同时加以补充。我们再继续听他们对于是否容易招聘到这样的人才有什么看法。
That's an easy combination to find nowadays.
True. Most graphic designers are familiar with computers.
Hyde 先生说 combination 它是指在电脑知识和创造性两方面两者兼备的人才。他显然认为符合这样标准的人选大有人在，所以说 That's an easy combination to find. 而咨询顾问认为他的看法正确，因为多数图形设计人员都熟悉电脑。 Be familiar with 意思是对什么熟悉。我们再听几个用这个短语的例子。
True. Most graphic designers are familiar with computers.
They are familiar with computers.
They are familiar with web design.
They are familiar with the Internet.
They are familiar with the technical specs.
好，我们回到他们的讨论中来，听听 Hyde 先生接着又补充了什么想法。
And designers are by nature creative.
他认为设计人员生来具有创造性。他用了短语 by nature， 意思是生来或者自然而然的。好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段谈话，边听边试着回答这个问题。
What kind of staff will Mr. Hyde need?
So far, we've only talked about equipment.
I know. I'm going to need new staff.
You're going to need trained people to run this new equipment.
They have to be computer literate.
And also creative.
That's an easy combination to find nowadays.
True.Most graphic designers are familiar with computers.
And designers are by nature creative.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再参考我们提供的答案。
What kind of staff will Mr. Hyde need?
Computer literate and creative.
Hyde 先生和咨询顾问都很乐观，认为 Hyde 先生将有一个优秀的班子。他们既懂电脑又有创造性，而且能够使用最先进的设计软件。海德先生还相当满意自己选购的设计软件，因为这种软件可以更新，又跟他目前的软件相配，而且用起来也很方便。这儿有几个词得学：更新，英文是 upgrade，U-P-G-R-A-D-E， upgrade。可更新的是 upgradable，U-P-G-R-A-D-E-A-B-L-E， upgradable， 兼容的，相配的，英文是 compatible，C-O-M-P-A-T-I-B-L-E，compatible， 这个词的名词是 compatibility。C-O-M-P-A-T-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y compatibility， 意思是兼容性。好，我们继续听他俩的交谈，边听边思考这个问题：工作人员为什么很快就能学会？
You'll have the perfect staff, computer literate and creative.
Thanks to my web search, they'll use the best design software.
Software that can be upgraded?
Upgradable and compatible with our current software.
Compatibility is good. Is the software easy to use?
Other users say it is. They say it's very user-friendly.
So the learning curve should be short.
Very. Besides,I'm hiring staff who are computer literate.
咨询顾问对 Hyde 先生的雇员做出乐观的预计。我们再听一遍他们对未来的工作人员有什么样的估计。
You'll have the perfect staff, computer literate and creative.
Thanks to my web search, they'll use the best design software.
咨询顾问认为 Hyde 先生将有最适应工作需要的雇员，也就是既懂电脑又有创造性的。 Hyde 先生接上来说 Thanks to my web search. Thanks to 什么，这儿的意思是多亏了什么，但是也可以用来表示由于什么。换句话说， Thanks to 既可以有感激的含义，也可以用来责怪归咎责任。我们再听几个例子，请分辨一下哪些话表示感激，哪些话表示责怪。
Thanks to Tate Associates, I've decided to expand into web design.
Thanks to my web search, I got a lot of good information. Thanks to my friend, my computer crashed.
接下来，请各位试着用 thanks to 来表示感激或者责怪。 请假设你自己处于我说的某种情形，请听了我的话以后，用 thanks to 这个句型来描述自己的情况。说完了，再参考一下我们说的答案。好，我们开始吧。多亏了你在网上所做的调查研究，你会用上最好的设计软件。
Thanks to my web search, I'll use the best design software.
幸亏有销售产品网页，你得到了很多有价值的信息。
Thanks to the vendor's product pages, I got a lot of good information.
由于你的朋友，你的电脑宕机了。
Thanks to my friend, my computer crashed.
好，我们再回到他俩的谈话中来。不知你有没有注意到，当咨询顾问说 Hyde 先生必然会找到优秀的工作人员的时候， Hyde 先生接着说的话实在是把话题从雇员转向软件，但是他承上启下，仍然在话里提到雇员。我们再听一次。
You'll have the perfect staff, computer literate and creative.
Thanks to my web search, they'll use the best design software.
Software that can be upgraded.
咨询顾问接口问 Hyde 先生，他的软件是不是可更新的？因为 Hyde 先生刚说过，他的软件是最好的，而好的软件该具备可更新的特点，所以咨询顾问理所当然地想到了这一点。我们再听一次他俩的对答，听听 Hyde 先生的新软件有这个优点吗？
Software that can be upgraded.
Upgradable and compatible with our current software.
Compatibility is good. Is the software easy to use?
果然 ，Hyde 先生的新软件是可更新的，而且还有跟他现有软件相配的好处。咨询顾问很喜欢新软件具有兼容性，他用简单明了的方式表示自己的赞同。Compatibility is good. 他俩接着谈到了新软件使用起来方不方便。我们再听一次他们怎么说。
Other users say it is. They say it's very user-friendly.
你听到其他用户的评价了吗？他们说这种软件是 user-friendly. 这个短语从字面上看是对使用人很友好，实在的含义是很好用或者便于使用。这是个常用语，几乎成了促销技术产品的口头禅。我们再听几个例子。
The computers in my firm are user-friendly.
The new software is user-friendly.
我们再往下听他俩的谈话，我们来听听咨询顾问了解新的设计软件便于使用以后做出什么推测来了。
So, the learning curve should be short.
Very. Besides, I'm hiring staff who are computer literate.
你有没有听到咨询顾问说 the learning curve? 这里是指学会使用新软件所需要的时间。更多听众朋友一定知道 curve 原意是曲线，凡是开头难，开始学一样新东西的时候一般需要比较多的时间，往后就能熟能生巧，花的时间越来越少。你要是用坐标来表示学习进度和时间的关系，往往会得到一条弧形曲线，这就是 learning curve。 所以咨询顾问的结论是不用花多少时间来学习使用这种新软件。Hyde 先生完全同意这个看法，尤其因为他的雇员是懂电脑的。好，让我们再听一次他俩的这段讨论，请边听边考虑回答这个问题。
Why will the staff learn quickly?
You'll have the perfect staff, computer literate and creative
Thanks to my web search, they'll use the best design software.
Software that can be upgraded?
Upgradable and compatible with our current software.
Compatibility is good. Is the software easy to use?
Other users say it is. They say it's very user-friendly.
So the learning curve should be short.
Very. Besides, I'm hiring staff who are computer literate.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
Why will the staff learn the software quickly?
They're computer literate and the software is user-friendly.
最后 ,Hyde 先生和咨询顾问总结了为扩展业务而做的准备工作，包括硬件、软件、新的工作人员和顾客各方面。Tate 咨询公司非常盼望Hyde 先生为他们设计网页，但是他半开玩笑半认真地提出要享受优惠价，因为他们是 Hyde 先生网络设计业务的第一个顾客。企业新开张的时候，为打入市场而定的优惠价用英文表达是 introductory rate， introductory， introductory R-A-T-E rate。 好，我们来听他俩今天最后一段谈话，请边听边想这个问题，谁是 Hyde 先生网络设计业务的第一个顾客？
It looks like you're ready to expand.
I've selected the hardware and software.
You've identified your staffing needs.
I have clients waiting in the wings.
We'll be your first web client.
You want to be a guinea pig, huh?
Yes, but at a special introductory rate.
That goes without saying.
经过多次咨询，看来 Hyde 先生已经掌握了他所需要的信息，并且对扩展业务树立了信心，他可以放手干了。我们再听一遍咨询顾问的评论。
It looks like you're ready to expand.
It looks like 意思是看来，但是这个判断并不是根据眼见的情况做出的，而是根据讨论中得来的信息。我们听听 Hyde 先生对咨询顾问的评论有什么反应。
I've selected the hardware and software.
Hyde 先生开始列举自己已经具备的扩展业务所需要的条件。我们听听咨询顾问又加上了什么条件。
You've identified your staffing needs.
I have clients waiting in the wings.
咨询顾问说，他确定了需要配备什么样的工作人员。他说 ,identified your staffing needs. Identify.I-D-E-N-T-I-F-Y Identify 意思是确定。 Staffing needs 如果直译就是配备工作人员方面的需要，换句话说就是需要配备什么样的工作人员。 Hyde 先生紧跟着又加了一句，他有顾客 waiting in the wings， 这个习惯用语来自剧院舞台，演员在舞台两边等候登场表演的舞台边厢叫做 wing， W-I-N-G wing， waiting in the wings， 在这儿特指已经有顾客等着要他们做网络设计了。好，我们接着听谁要当近水楼台的顾客。
We'll be your first web client.
You want to be a guinea pig, huh?
原来是 Tate 咨询公司自告奋勇的要当第一个顾客，这引出了 Hyde 先生的一句玩笑，你们是不是要当 guinea pig？ guinea pig 原来是实验室里做试验用的小豚鼠，常用来比喻被当成试验品的人。 guinea 这个词的拼法是 G-U-I-N-E-A guinea。 这儿还请大家注意， Hyde 先生说Wanna 表示 want to， 这是非常口语化的说法。我们再听一遍这句话。
You want to be a guinea pig, huh?
我们听听咨询顾问的反应。
Yes, but at a special introductory rate.
咨询顾问确实是想当第一名顾客，但是条件是要享受新开张的优惠价。A special introductory rate. A special introductory rate.是产品或者服务广告里常常听到的词句。咨询顾问借用这句话来回敬一句玩笑，实际上他连 Hyde 先生是不是定了价目还不知道呢。 我们再听一次他俩的一唱一和。
Yes, but at a special introductory rate.
That goes without saying.
Hyde 先生说 ,That goes without saying. 这是一句客套话，相当于这还用说吗？好，我们再听一遍这段对话，请边听边试着回答这个问题。
Who is Mr. Hyde's first web design client?
Looks like you're ready to expand.
I've selected the hardware and software.
You've identified your staffing needs.
I have clients waiting in the wings.
We'll be your first web client.
You want to be a guinea pig, huh?
Yes, but at a special introductory rate.
That goes without saying.
现在请大家根据刚才听到的内容回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们提出的答案。
Who is Mr. Hyde's first web design client?
Tate Associates.
接下来要请大家从头至尾再听一次他们今天的讨论，看看这回是不是您都能听懂了。
So far, we've only talked about equipment.
I know. I'm going to need new staff.
You're going to need trained people to run this new equipment.
They have to be computer literate.
And also creative.
That's an easy combination to find nowadays.
True. Most graphic designers are familiar with computers.
And designers are by nature creative.
You'll have the perfect staff, computer literate and creative.
Thanks to my web search, they'll use the best design software.
Software that can be upgraded?
Upgradable and compatible with our current software.
Compatibility is good. Is the software easy to use?
Other users say it is. They say it's very user-friendly.
So the learning curve should be short.
Very. Besides, I'm hiring staff who are computer literate.
It looks like you're ready to expand.
I've selected the hardware and software.
You've identified your staffing needs.
I have clients waiting in the wings.
We'll be your first web client.
You want to be a guinea pig, huh?
Yes, but at a special introductory rate.
That goes without saying.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。在今天的聊天时间里，我们要告诉大家怎样有礼貌地挂断电话。当你和别人面对面交谈的时候，你可以用身体的动作来发出结束谈话的信号，比方说你可以退后几步，或者四面环顾一下，或者站起身来，或者看一下钟表等等。但是在电话上，你却只能借助语言，而且对方也可能默然不觉你的时间安排。我们听个例子。
You know, I told him that
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have a meeting in a few minutes. Let me call you later.
你可以为自己打断对方而道歉。
I'm sorry to interrupt.
随后说出打断对方的原因。
I have a meeting in a few minutes.
你还可以提议以后再继续谈。
Let me call you later.
道歉、说出原因以及提出建议这三个做法，能达到有礼貌地提前结束电话的目的。接着，我们要分别谈谈这三个步骤。首先，可以用不同的方式对打断电话交谈表示抱歉。
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sorry.
I'm really sorry.
You'll have to excuse me.
可以说出不同的原因来结束电话。这儿举几个例子。
I have a meeting.
I have another call.
I have someone in my office.
I have a lunch date.
可以有不同的方式来提议以后再谈。
Let me call you back.
Talk to you later, okay?
Let's do lunch someday.
I'll get back to you soon.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请您来参加下次会谈。到时候 ,Tate 咨询公司的顾问要帮助另一位顾客解决业务上的难题。 我是伟伟。这次节目由 Lucky 博士编写，伟伟改编，严华编辑，博明导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。